Well, good morning, everybody. Lindsay's second song, my talk, ditto. And that's it. It is Christmas time, and the world sees Christmas time as a place of gifts. It's gifts, gifts, gifts. And my gift for Christmas is a Garmin Oregon 650. It's a satellite navigation system, and it's designed for hikers and for cyclists. And I'm fortunate that my birthday's in January, so I can ask for an expensive present, and the family all chip together and get me a birthday Christmas present together. Fortunately for the family, we've got a daughter who knows how to use the internet, and so she can find an expensive present at half the price using something I don't quite understand called Amazon. Why she has to travel to Brazil and down a river to get me presents, I don't know, but she does. And so she's got this present for me. And what the Garmin Oregon 650 is, it's a map of the whole world. And for Britain, it's got a Ordnance Survey map of the whole of Britain. And you get an application that you put on your computer. And if you're going to go on a hike or cycling, which I do, you work out your route, you put it on to the computer, and then you transpose it onto this system, which is the size of a mobile phone. You then attach it to your bike, or you carry it as a handheld if you're hiking. And it's like a satellite navigation system in a car, where you have the route in blue of where you're going, and a little arrow that follows that route. And if you digress, it works out how to get back. So you just get back on. And so you don't have to look at your map, it just takes you there. But as I say, it's an Ordnance Survey map, so you can see everything that's around you. But I will always carry a hard map with me and a compass. Because I did learn the value of that when I was serving in the army. I learned to read maps and use a compass. But there was one particular exercise I was on, and I was in the middle of a wood. So I knew I was in the woods, and I knew roughly the area. But there was a man in the unit who was ex-Special Services. And he turned around to me and he said, "Do you know exactly where you are?" I said, "Well, I'm in a wood, and I know we're going roughly northeast. So if we get to the edge of the wood, I can look out and I can get my bearings." And he said, "Yeah, but you know exactly where you are in this wood." And I went, well, no. He says, "We're going to walk on this bearing for 100 yards. We'll get to the edge of the wood. We will look out of the wood, and we will see a clump of three trees 100 yards in front of us." So I thought, okay. So we walked 100 yards, and we were at the edge of the wood, just as he'd said. And I looked out, and there were three trees 100 yards in front of me. I thought, how did he do that? So the next day, he sat me down and he got the map and he showed me how, just by gradients, where you were walking and streams and all sorts of the tracks and everything, how you could work out, even in a dense wood, exactly where you were. So he taught me a lot more about map reading than the basic instructors had taught me. So that was quite impressive. So that's my gift that I'm getting from my family this year. But what about the gift that God gave me? God gave me his son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but receive everlasting life. That's what it tells me in John 3:16. So why did Jesus have to come as a baby? What have I got to do to get everlasting life? What have you got to do to receive everlasting life? How do I find it? And how do I find that truth? Well, I need a map. I need a map to find that. And God has provided me with a map. It's called the Bible. This Bible is God's map to me. It shows me the way. It shows me how to find the truth. It shows me how to find Jesus. All through the Old Testament, it shows me and points me to Jesus. In the New Testament, it tells me about Jesus. And of course, it tells me about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is like my compass. He guides me to all truth. He helps me understand when I read the Bible. He helps me to interpret what the Bible is saying to me, and helps me to understand what God is saying. So God came looking for me. That's why he sent Jesus. That's why he sent Jesus at Christmas time, because God came looking for me. And that's the reason he sent Jesus. So why did Jesus have to come? Why did God have to come looking for me? Because it tells me in the map, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I know that's true of me. I know the first time someone told me that, I knew it was true. I knew I'd done something wrong. I think we could all hold our hands up and say, I've sinned. I might not have done a big, big, major sin as the world sees it, but I know I've done some things wrong, and that's what the Bible calls sin. And so, as with any journey, we've got to start somewhere. We've got to start at the beginning. And in the Bible, the beginning is in the first book of the Bible called Genesis, and it tells us there that God created the heavens and the earth. Everything we see around us, God created. He created the stars, and he created each one of us. He created Adam and Eve, first man and woman, and he put them in a beautiful garden, and he said, you can eat of any fruit in this garden. And he gave them just one command, don't eat of the fruit on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But anything else you can eat. Then one day, Satan came and told them, yeah, you can eat that. And he said, no, we can't eat that. God said we'll die. No, you won't die, Satan said. So they took the fruit and they ate it, Adam and Eve. And physically, they started to die straight away. But more importantly, we are made in God's image, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We've got a body, a soul, and a spirit. The body started to die instantly, but immediately the spirit died. The spirit is what we commune with God, and instantly the spirit died. And God knew that. God knew the relationship had been broken, and it broke his heart. And God came into the garden, and he came, as he did every day, to walk with Adam and Eve. And he came, and he calls out, Adam, where are you? God knew where Adam was. He knew he was hiding. But he wasn't asking, where are you physically? He was asking, where are you spiritually? Where are you spiritually right now? Because what God wants us to understand one thing, when we sin, we become spiritually dead to God, and we can't relate to him anymore. But God wants to relate to us. God wants us to identify and understand that we are spiritually dead. When we do that, we start our journey. We realize that God's looking for us, and then we can start understanding why we need to look back and find out where he is. We need to find our way back to Jesus, but understand that God is looking for us, and he's provided the way. He's provided the map to show us how to get there. For while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. As Lindsay's already sung, Jesus hung on a tree. Because in the map, it tells us, cursed is he who hangs on a tree. Jesus hung on the tree and he took all my sin, all my shame, and all the curses that have been laid on my life because of my sin. And he took them to the cross. Now, as I've said, we do a lot of cycling. The men in the church, we do a lot of cycling. And when we're going up the hills, it's a struggle. And when I'm going up those hills, I'm thinking, will this ever end? But when I look at the map, I know it will end because the map tells me it will. When I get to the top of the hill, the top of a mountain, I can look out at the beautiful scenery. But quite often, more often than not, there isn't beautiful scenery there because the mists come down and I can't see it. But I know it's there because the map tells me it's there. So sometimes in life it's tough and we think it's never going to end. But the map tells me it will end. Because it tells me in the Bible, although my sins are as red as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Although they are crimson, they will be as wool. Because Jesus paid the price. He hung on the tree. He died. And he took the blame for everything I've done wrong. He was buried dead. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, he was raised from the dead on the third day to prove he had power over my sin, over my guilt, and over my shame. He then ascended into heaven, and he promised one day he would return. I've never seen that, because it hasn't happened yet. But like when I'm on the top of that hill, and I can't see the landscape around me, I know it's going to happen. Because I've read it in the map. I've seen the map. And I know that the map is true. I know the Bible is true. And so when I look at my map, and I can only see so far with my natural eye, and I know beyond that, I know what the landscape is because my map tells me. And I know what lies ahead for me because my map, the Bible, tells me. I know one day Jesus will come back for all those who put their trust in him. And so, today, each one of us can start that journey. Because God asks each one of us, where are you? He calls out, where are you? We're in one of three places today. We're either still dead in our sin. Our spirit is still dead in our sin. Our spirit is alive because we've accepted Jesus as Lord and Saviour. We've accepted that he died on the cross for us and he took the guilt and we've handed it to him and we've asked for his forgiveness. Or maybe we've made that commitment in the past and right now in our life we're wondering. We're not paying attention to the map anymore. Maybe we don't read the map every day. Because I know when I'm on a journey, if I don't keep checking the map, I'll veer off, I'll wander off, I'll go in the wrong direction. I'm still heading towards my destination. It'll take me longer to get there, but I'm still traveling. But if I'd stop checking the map, I'll end up getting into a mess. I'll end up in the wrong place. So it's important to check the map constantly. Have a look at it every day. So for some people, you may have just stopped looking at the map and you're wandering off. So that's what we need to check and be honest with ourselves today. Where are you? God asks, where are you today? So if we're honest with ourselves, where are you? Do you need to ask Jesus for forgiveness? Do you need to invite Jesus into your life and ask, please forgive me for my sins. I'd like to invite Jesus into my life. I'd like the Holy Spirit to come in and guide me to be the compass so as I understand when I read the map, when I read the Bible, to understand where Jesus, where God wants me to go. Do you need to get closer to God and say, I need to really get connected back with the map again and continue my journey the way the Father wants me to travel? So as I close the talk for today, we'll just bow our heads. And if today, having listened to the song that Lindsay sang, and just listen to the words that we've spoken today, if you want to ask Jesus to come and help your spirit to become alive again, because that's what Jesus said he'd do, that's what he went to the cross for. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. You will come into the family of God and continue that journey for the rest of your life and forevermore. If you know that God is calling you today to start that journey, if you just raise your hand and we'll pray with you today that you could start a new life today with God. And maybe if you made that commitment in the past and you've realised that you've wandered a little bit and you need to get back on track, if you just raise your hand and we'll pray with you as well. Because that's what God's here for. He wants us as a family to move together and move on. So we'll just pray and then we'll hand back to Brian to lead us in a few more songs, and then we'll go for tea. So Father God,